the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast with Cruz.
Well, I hope you're having a great week so far. Thanks for joining me for a new episode of the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast. We got a lot to talk about. Darlington was wild. Also, a big name in the garage signing his extension with his current team. Will 2311 be leaving Toyota, or will they be staying? I've got an answer on that. And Mandy Chick, the driver of the number 74 Chevrolet in the Arca Menard Series, joins a podcast. The green flag's out. Let's go for it.
Time now for your race day rewind.
One thing's for sure, you never really know what's going to happen at Darlington. You know, Denny Hamlin led most of the race, won two stages, but he didn't finish well because he thought he had a loose tire, went back on pit road. The team found that wasn't the case at all. But it did open the door for other contenders, including Tyler Reddick, Christopher Buescher, and race winner Kyle Larson. Let's go over some of the highlights from the Labor Day weekend at Darlington Raceway presented by Crown Royal. Let's start things right here with number three. I want to talk about Christopher Buescher and that 17 team. They are on fire right now. Right time to be really turning things around, by the way, in the playoffs, because he is looking good so far. He's won multiple races this year, had a really strong third place finish at Darlington, a track he's not known for running well at, but it was a great night for that 17 team. And I kept thinking, you know, if he can get by Tyler Reddick, he might give Kyle Larson a run for his money, but, you know, Christopher just sitting there in third place, good points day for that 17 team. And RFK, wow, they have turned that organization around. And I keep saying that, but they really have. And Christopher Buescher is looking real good right now. Number two on the list of highlights, Alex Bowman versus Daniel Suarez. Wow, that was an interesting altercation on the track during the Darlington race, where it appeared that Alex tried to block Daniel going into one, and then he did it again, and it appeared Daniel was not a fan of that. The two locking up and smashing into the wall, both cars were done for the day. Harrison Burton was the real victim in this because he was just having a decent run, and he got caught up in this mess. Now, the big question is, whose side are you on? And I know that's kind of trivial and childish in a way, but honestly, it was a hot topic on social media right after the wreck. Even the commentators were kind of disagreeing during the race on what happened. You had Dale Jr.'s side of it. You had Jeff Burton's side and also Steve Letarte. I think he was trying to be the mediator in all that. I think a lot of this, too, is both teams very frustrated with the seasons that they've had so far. Neither making the playoffs. Daniel really wanting to get in. Alex breaking his back and hoping for a good return. And, you know, you feel a lot of pressure when you're a Hendrick Motorsports driver and you don't make the playoffs. So I think some of that wreck on Sunday night was both of them, again, just frustrated with their overall seasons. The interviews, though, were really interesting, especially Alex's, who said that the crew chief for Daniel Suarez flipped him off on the way to the airport and all this stuff. But Dale Jarrett, who they panned back to and was on the podcast last week, didn't miss a beat. He said, you know, if these guys are getting upset just being flipped off, they never would have survived the 80s and the 90s. That was savage by Dale Jarrett. But either way, I do hope the two, Daniel Suarez and Alex Bowman, have a great rest of the season because, again, they're both amazing race car drivers, and there's a reason why they are both in the Cup Series. And finally, the number one highlight, Hendrick Motorsports and Kyle Larson. And yes, I know two of the Hendrick cars were not running well, but I feel like they're going to switch the resources and they're putting more into the 24 and 5, who both had good runs. But yeah, Kyle Larson, he's already won, which means he's advancing into the playoffs even further. He's a lot of people's top four. He's one of mine too. You never count out Kyle Larson in the playoffs, and he's doing pretty well. And if that team starts coming alive, which they've kind of been there, I mean, they've won multiple times this year. But for the most part, they've kind of been under the radar if they're not winning. But yeah, keep an eye on Cliff Daniels and Kyle Larson because that combination, very dangerous in the playoffs. The top five from Darlington, obviously Kyle Larson getting the win, followed by Tyler Reddick, who had a really great day. Christopher Buescher, William Byron, and Ross Chastain rounding out the top five. And the point standings, already interesting. Kyle Larson leading the way at the top of the board, followed by his teammate William Byron, Tyler Reddick, Chris Buescher, Denny Hamlin rounding out the top five. Everybody kind of looking at the bubble spot. Christopher Bell sitting at 12th plus one. Outside of that, Bubba Wallace at 13th minus one. Kevin Harvick minus two. Ricky Stenhouse minus four. And Michael McDowell, who did not have a good run at Darlington where he really needed it, he is 16th minus 19.
It's the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs at Kansas Speedway. The Ozarks Best Country 105.1 The Bull and Swing Ride Golf want to send you there. One lucky grand prize winner will snag a pair of tickets and pre-race passes. You and a guest could be on the infield for the driver introductions, cruise pit road, and up front for the pre-race concert starring 38 Special. If you click your top there, get signed up today at Swing Right Golf, thebull1051.com, or simply text SWING to 417-863-1051 to get instantly qualified to win. It's the NASCAR Cup Series Playoffs Hollywood Casino 400, September 10th. Get more info and tickets at kansasspeedway.com. The most contests and the most winners are on your NASCAR loving the Ozarks Best Country Radio Station, 1051 The Bull. NASCAR News Now.
A lot of speculations and questions on if Denny Hamlin and Joe Gibbs Racing were going to figure out the contract extension. Well, it is official. Denny Hamlin will return to his number 11 Toyota on a multi-year extension. Joe Gibbs joining Denny on his Actions Detrimental podcast to announce the news. Now, no sponsorship was talked about, but you assume that his current partners, including Sport Clips, FedEx, and more, will all be returning. But again, that news has not been announced yet. But Denny Hamlin signing extension for multiple years with Joe Gibbs Racing. Now, with that contract extension, it's also official that 2311 will stay with Toyota. There were some questions and rumors that they could be leaving to go to Ford if things did not work out with Joe Gibbs Racing, but that was announced also with the Hamlin extension. So again, 2311 remaining with Toyota for years to come. And there's a lot of question marks on what is going on with Stewart Haas Racing. You know, the teams have been struggling this year. And with Kevin Harvick leaving, it was also announced that Anheuser-Busch will be moving their sponsorship to Ross Chastain next season. There's questions on if Eric Almirola will return. If he doesn't, more than likely the Smithfield sponsorship will leave. But there are rumors in the garage that Stewart Haas could possibly be going down to two teams, maybe three, next year just to kind of restructure and reorganize some things and sell those charters. But again, speculation and rumor right now, but you know, they say where there's smoke, there could be some fire. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. And Harrison Burton was really needing a good run on Sunday. That didn't happen. Got caught up in that Alex Bowman, Daniel Suarez mess. But Harrison needs a good run because he's still waiting on his 2024 plans. There's nothing signed yet, and it sounds like it's still up in the air. You know, Harrison just got a new crew chief in his number 21 Ford, but the good runs have just not been there that season. So a lot of questions on what's going to happen with Harrison Burton and that number 21 Wood Brothers Ford for 2024. Guess we'll just have to wait and see.
This is your Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast.
We have a very special guest joining us today. Mandy Chick, the driver of the number 74 Chevrolet in the ARCA Menard Series. Mandy, what are you up to today?
Well, I'm just here in Springfield spending the day and figured I'd pop by and see you all.
Have you been to Bass Pro yet?
No, we're headed there soon.
You, you got to go to Bass Pro and the Wonders of Wildlife.
Yes.
It's a whole day thing, but it is super cool.
We come to Springfield frequently, and we've been to both. Super awesome.
Yeah, because you're from Kansas originally, aren't
you? I am. I'm from a small town outside of Kansas City. Okay. It's called DeSoto.
Yeah.
That's where I have lived since I was 2 years old. And the important thing is that it's 20 minutes from Kansas Speedway.
Yeah. Well, we are super excited for that Kansas Speedway race happening this Friday. Now, Mandy, your family has a long history in racing. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. I'm a third generation racer. I started racing when I was 6 years old. And my dad and my grandpa got me into it. They have extensive racing history. My grandpa got involved as a teenager and started building cars and engines. And then my dad started racing when he was a teenager. Okay. And then they owned a NASCAR truck team from 01 to 05. And then that's when I showed interest and they sold the truck team to get me into racing. It's just, it's second nature for me, racing is. And so it's been really cool to kind of see all the history play out. I think that when I was younger, I didn't remember a whole bunch other than we were just hanging out at the racetrack all the time. It was a way of life. And then at 6 years old, getting the opportunity to travel across the country to race with people like Harrison Burton and Todd Gilliland and Carson Hocevar and all of those awesome people. I mean, that was a really cool opportunity.
Mandy, I'm sure your family is a great inspiration.
Who are some other drivers, though, that you have found inspiration from or have enjoyed working with over the years?
Of course, like you mentioned, I always looked up to my dad and my grandpa just with their dedication to racing, but also their ability to still support their family and still like channel those values through all the racing. But I also think that I looked up to people like Clint Bowyer and Jeff Burton. I got to see Jeff Burton at the quarter midget tracks frequently when I was growing up, so that was really cool, and really got to hear about what he was accomplishing. And then our family was close with Clint Bowyer, so he was always awesome. And of course, you know, being from Kansas, it's cool to have those Kansas values and commonalities with someone so cool.
It's funny you mentioned Clint, because he was just at the Lucas Oil Speedway for the SRX race. Have you been to any of those yet?
I have. I think we got to watch it in Nashville.
Okay.
So we had a late model race a couple years ago, and SRX was there the same weekend, so it was cool to get to see that.
That's super. That's a really great series that's gaining a lot of momentum.
I think so, too. It's popular right now.
Yeah. So 5 years down the road, where do you see yourself?
I would love the opportunity to be in NASCAR in trucks or Xfinity. I think that that would be realistic for our team. I think that in some form, we'll always be involved in the ARCA series just because it's sustainable for our team. We love it. It's an absolute blast. I think that as I continue my career, I would want to have a late model too and kind of get some seat time on off weekends, something like that. But I also know that I'm an engineering student right now, so getting my bachelor's in mechanical engineering, master's in engineering management, and so I'll also have a professional career. Yeah. So I'm excited about where that will go, looking at having a full-time position with General Motors in the next couple of years.
Okay, so that's cool.
That will be fun. I did an internship with them this summer.
Oh, that's super cool. Yeah, I was going to ask you that because you're racing and you're getting your master's. Like, how do you juggle all that?
It's wild. Yeah. It's a blast. I think that it all kind of weaves together because I can connect what I'm learning in the classroom to my racing.
Yeah.
And so I think it really complements itself well. And my school gives me the flexibility to be able to go to races. Like this fall, I have no classes on Fridays. So that's easy for next week for Kansas Speedway. I don't have to miss any class to go to the race. So that's really great.
That is super cool. I know my fiance, she just got her master's. Uh-huh. She was juggling work and, you know, going to class. I can't even imagine racing and going to class. So that is super cool. Now, you've been in and around racing your whole life, but being a female driver, do you feel that the playing field is level?
It's a tough question for me to answer because I know that in some form, racing is still male dominated, but I try not to look at it from the perspective that it's me being a female in a like male dominated field. It's I'm out there racing because I'm a racer.
Yeah.
And so when we put our helmets on, we're all racers. And so I try to look at it from that perspective. But I also think that there are some different roadblocks for me because I am a female in the racing industry. So I think it could go either way on my opinion, but I do think that when I'm at the racetrack, I have my blinders on and I'm a racer and I'm there to learn and get a good finish for my team.
Yeah,
so.
That's badass.
Thanks.
Changing lanes a little bit here, but who are some bands or singers currently in your rotation?
Tyler Childers.
Ah, nice.
Yes.
Good choice. Yeah.
I got to go to the Tyler Childers concert in June. It was in St. Louis. Fantastic.
Yeah. You're a big Tyler Childers fan. Who else is in your rotation?
Oh, I also like a lot of the older country, David Allen Coe, Marty Robbins, some of those. My now fiance got me into all of that kind of music, and so I really enjoyed it.
Now, Mandy, you've had some great runs, including one earlier this year at Kansas Speedway. How do you continue that momentum at a tough track like Kansas Speedway?
It sure is a tough track, and it's near and dear to my heart. But the last time we got to race was May, and it was at Kansas Speedway. So we had some things we wanted to work on. We had a solid 12th place finish, but we do know in the back of our minds there are some things we want to improve, and we've taken the last couple of months and really worked on those things and focused in on them. So I think that our momentum is going well as we go into Kansas. I'm excited. And I think that we really are starting to get our program on track and starting to get our equipment really refined. And some of the things that we were dealing with, I think that we're improving our cars a lot as we learn every weekend.
Awesome. And the race is Friday night for the ARCA Menards Series?
Yes, that's
all
right.
Don't miss Mandy on the track Friday at Kansas Speedway. The Cup Series race will be Sunday for the Hollywood Casino 400. All the ticket info at kansasspeedway.com. Mandy, we look forward to seeing you on the track Friday, and it's going to be a great time. We're wishing you the best of luck. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks.
Mandy Chick, the driver of the number 74 Chevrolet in the Arca Menard Series.
And we are very excited for the NASCAR race coming up this Sunday in our own backyard here, Kansas Speedway. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, the race earlier in the spring, well, Denny Hamlin and Kyle Larson got into it for the win. And right in front of us, after the race on pit road, we literally watched Ross Chastain and Noah Gragson get into a fist fight. That wasn't even a playoff race. So who knows what's going to happen this Sunday at Kansas Speedway. It is always a wild time. Now, again, the race again on Sunday, green flag around 1 o'clock. You can watch the race itself on USA. My top performers for Kansas Speedway, I've got to go with Denny Hamlin. I'm going to go with Kyle Larson and Martin Truex Jr. My dark horse, Carson Hocevar. He had a great run at Darlington in that number 42 Chevrolet, which that team really needed some momentum. And I think they're going to continue that into Sunday. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. But don't miss any of the action this Sunday at Kansas Speedway. It's going to be a great one. Well, have a great rest of your week. Thanks again for checking out the podcast. Thank you to Mandy Chick for joining it. I hope she has a great run Friday night in the Arca Menard Series. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to this weekend. Have a great one. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Cruise and the Days of Thunder podcast. Find out more NASCAR info at thebull1051.com.